Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Born and Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. I'm your host, Ocean Name, and I know it's a double upload. I'm uploading 2 days in a row. I had some free time the weekend. Pretty nice. So yeah, double upload this weekend. And today we are going to be diving in to not only the 26 new balance changes, I believe, coming into Brawl Stars, but we are also getting about, I think it's like 10 new gadgets for every single brawler. So stay tuned, guys. It's going to be a banger of an episode. There's so much to cover in this episode. Just like yesterday, this is one of the biggest updates Supercell has ever released inside of Brawl Stars. So with that being said, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and let's get right into it. Okay, guys, so let's get right into it. This first segment is going to be about the new June update balance changes. I think these are going to come out on Monday, so definitely be excited for a whole new meta coming to all of Brawl Stars. This is going to be very exciting. Okay, so getting into the first one, first I'm going to say the balance changes, and I'm going to say how this is going to impact the meta. So this first one is a bangerooski. So these brawlers will now charge their super from all damage received. And these brawlers are Bull, Primo, Frank, and Jackie. So basically what will happen is whenever a brawler or something hits these four tanks, Primo, Bull, Frank, and Jackie, whenever someone hits them, they will automatically charge their super. Now, we already know why Rosa, you might have already guessed why Rosa is included. Rosa is already pretty good in the meta. Recently today, I just got Rosa rank 25, so that was pretty exciting. But Rosa is very, very meta with her slow gadget, just being able to catch up to a brawler, boom, bam, bop, get her super, and an easy kill. So she obviously does not need any other balance changes or buffs. However, these brawlers take almost half of the game just to get a super, and if you whiff it, you miss it, you know, it's not going to be good. It's really just not going to be a fun time. So now that they actually charge their super, it's going to be, now that they actually charge their super when someone hits them, it's going to be a lot better. As for one, they're tanks, they can take hits from brawlers, so they'll be able to charge up their super. And two, the super charge rate is actually pretty, pretty high. It's about like 1/50. So after about 50 projectiles, which really is not that much, they will be able to get their super. And I think they charge more super the higher damage it is. So this is huge. No other brawler has the capability to do this other than these four tanks. This is huge. This will impact the meta so much as, you'll see, because right now Frank and Jackie are already semi-meta. And with this buff, I could definitely, definitely see Poco Double Tank coming back into the game, as you'll see with more of these balance changes representing that. So moving on into kind of the middle of the road, it's both good and bad. We have a kind of buff-ish coming to 8-bit. So 8-bit's super damage boost is decreased from 50% to 35%. So I think this is just reverting an old buff by 8-bit because he was a little bit weak. So I definitely is a good call by Supercell. But the second thing is helping his boosted booster star power. For those of you who don't know, it increases the range of his 8-bit's damage booster. And now, instead of just increasing the range, it also now adds 15% of a damage boost. So this is going to increase the damage boost from 35% to 50%. So what they're doing is basically making his regular super damage his like super booster damage a little bit less. So it's not encouraging you to use plugged in, and it's encouraging you to use booster because you are going to have the same effect as 8-bit before. So it's both good and bad. I definitely see booster having a little more play than plugged in, because plugged in got one direct nerf recently, and now it's getting another indirect nerf. So moving on to the next brawler that is going to get a kind of like a recycle, good or bad, it's going to be coming to Belle. So Belle is actually getting a nerf where her attack bounces are now only limited to 3 bounces. So that means before, the bounces could bounce infinitely as long as the brawler had infinite amount of health. But now it's limited to 3 bounces. It can still bounce between brawlers, but it'll only bounce 3 times. So this is going to be quite a bit different from Jesse, where the same little shocky orb won't hit the same brawler, but Belle's does. But now they're limiting it down to 3 bounces. And now, but the thing is though, they kind of buffed it a little bit, because now attack bounces now charge Belle super again, kind of like Jesse. So I think before the bounces didn't charge Belle super, I didn't really pay attention to it. And they're giving Belle one more buff. Super range is now increased by 6.7%. I don't really know about this bounce change, but I guess, you know, more range is always better. So moving on into the next kind of recycle, good or bad, is coming to Bo. So this is actually a really significant change, as you're about to hear. Bo's totem now gradually loses health until destroyed. However, totem no longer loses charging effectiveness over time. So for guys that don't know, before, Bo's super totem got like this balance change where it charges your super less the more super you have. So let's say you have like half your super, the super totem isn't going to be as effective as if you had your no super at all. But now this is going to lose health. I think it's about 500 or not 500. I think it's about 100 health per second, or maybe it's 50 health per second. I think it's 50 health per second until it gets destroyed. So OJ made a video on this and I checked it out, and actually it's losing health and you could get one full super. So basically if you camp in this totem, you'll get one full super. And then once you get that one full super and then a little bit more if you use your super immediately, then it just dies. So yeah, definitely a great change to Bo. Now Bo probably gonna fall out of the meta, but still Bo and Nani Cheese strategy was just way too unfun. It was basically the only good strategy in knockout if you wanted to push high. So yeah, definitely agree with this change. So this next change is coming to Colette. Again, kind of like a recycle one. It's good and bad. So now the Na'ah gadget, I believe it's called, now adds 1,000 damage instead of dealing damage based on opponent's max health. So for you guys that don't know, Na'ah, the gadget, does basically what Colette's first attack would do on a full health target. So let's say the brawler has like 5,000 health and Colette does 2,000 health on her first shot. Now, of course, that's not accurate, but I'm just making an example. So let's say she does 2,000 health for her first shot. Her next shot is obviously not going to be as strong, maybe only does like 500 damage. Again, not based on real facts, but the gadget before would do another 2,000, bring the brawler's health down to 1,000. However, now instead of dealing just like the max amount of health with this gadget, instead it's just going to add 1,000 damage. So this could be both, this is bittersweet, because for tanks, it was the most OP thing, because you could just do like a burst of 2,000 damages, and that basically kill any single brawler. But now Colette's going to be better against squishier brawlers like Rico, Jesse. She's going to be a lot better against Tick and a bunch of other throwers. So yeah, it's bittersweet. Next is coming to Nani. So Nani is actually getting two nerfs. So Bo and Nani Chi's strategy is definitely going to go down. So Nani's super damage is decreased from 2,000 to 1,800. So this is definitely pretty significant, as Nani's super already didn't deal that much damage. Now, Nani's second nerf is coming to the autofocus star power, where the max damage is decreased from 2,500 to 1,600. So they are definitely massacring Bo and Nani strategy. But the one buff that is coming to Nani is Nani's supercharge rate from Nani's attack, which is increased by 33%. Now we're moving into the nerfs to all the brawlers. So the first nerf is coming to Max. Max's supercharge rate is decreased by 50%. So for you guys that don't know, supercharge is whenever Max is running around on the map, Max will automatically start charging her super. But now it's being decreased by 50%, so it's not going to be as effective. And the next nerf coming to Max is attack damage decreased from 320 to 300 per hit. Again, this is all at power 1, so if you guys see that these damage things are super low, that's because they're all at power 1. So yeah, attack damage decreased from 320 to 300 per hit. So Max is definitely going to fall out of the meta. I'm pretty glad by that. I was pretty annoyed by seeing just Max and Jean all the freaking time. So yeah, pretty nice. Next is coming to Stu, and Stu just got completely massacred because Stu Super no longer knocks back enemies upon hit. If this doesn't seem like much to you, it should be, because Stu was one of the most overpowered brawlers on Brawl Ball, just because he could basically put up a solid defense against any single brawler because of that knockback. But now he's not going to have it anymore, which means he needs to rely on his raw DPS. But his raw DPS isn't actually that good. So Stu might even be a bottom 10 brawler. He's just not good health, not good attack damage. His super isn't even that good anymore. So yeah, bottom 10 brawler. It's a good thing I got my Stu rank 25. Anyways, moving on to the next brawler, we have Tick, and this nerf is coming to his last hurrah gadget, which is amazing. His last hurrah gadget, his shield reduction is now decreased from immunity shield to a 50% shield. So this is definitely a humongous nerf to his gadget. It's still going to have knockback, it's still going to have damage, except it's no longer going to be an immunity shield. So I love this. It's not going to make Tick any worse, but it's definitely not going to make him better either. So next up, this is coming to Jackie's Hardy Hard Hat star power. And the damage reduction is decreased from 15% to 10%. So for you guys that don't know, Hardy Hard Hat basically just makes them do less damage to you. And with this, they're going to be doing more damage to you. Now, if you guys don't know, recently they were buffing Counter Crush like crazy, making the Counter Crush damage more, and they were making the range larger, and now they're nerfing Hardy Hard Hat. So Counter Crush got two direct buffs and now one indirect buff. So yeah, I really love this change. The next balance change is coming to Carl, and his attack projectile is decreased slightly. His speed is decreased slightly. So it's very slightly. It probably won't impact as much, but you know, it might affect Carl a little bit. I think he'll still stay as like a top 10 brawler. So next up, we're finished with the nerfs. Now we're getting into the buffs. So the first, we have five buffs. So the first buff is coming to Penny. Penny's attack damage is increased from 900 to 940. Again, this is at max wood level 1. So yeah, this is a semi-good change. It's not going to make Penny like broken or anything. But I definitely see Penny rising up in the Gem Grab meta, especially because there are so many squishy brawlers in Gem Grab as gem carriers. And maybe it'll change up in an interaction, Penny versus Jean. Will Penny finally be able to three-shot Jean. I have no idea, but hopefully Penny will be able to. Next up is Lou. So I think it's Lou's hypothermia star power is making their reload reduction increased from 50% to 75%. So their ammo is literally gonna charge at the speed of a snail if they're max frozen. And this is going to be amazing because for brawlers who might get into the meta, such as Poco, Frank, Poco Double Tank, it's basically just going to stop Poco from healing his tanks more and from the tanks at shooting you that much. So it's definitely going to be a good change. It's pretty significant, but it just might be a little hard to use, which is why I still think Super Cool is the better star power, but we'll have to see because, again, these balance changes still haven't come out yet on the day of me recording. So moving on to the next buff, Byron's Malaise star power will reduce enemy healing from 50% to 70%. So it's kind of like Lou's star power. I don't think this is going to be really game-changing. There are only a few ways where you can actually use this star power, and it's just not that good. I mean, I think Crow's going to be like a top 5 brawler, so it might be a little useful. But like, really, when one star power is targeted to one brawler and doesn't even have much value half the time, it's just not a good star power, which is why I'm not really going to think that Byron is going to be crazy OP or anything like that. But yeah, good change. Buffs are always buffs. They're always good. All right. Now, the next buff is coming to Shelly, my girl. Shelly is my first 800 brawler and my favorite brawler. So I love it whenever Shelly gets balance changes. She recently got 3 balance changes, though I hardly ever notice. But this buff is coming to her Clay Pigeon's star power. Oh, dang it, guys. I really thought they would give her, like, a super buff. Anyways, her Clay Pigeon's projectile speed is increased by 15%. So, yeah, definitely nothing too special. But, yeah, buffs are buffs. I really want to see them do something significant to Shelly's star powers or gadgets because they can't really do anything to her kit, because Shelly's already extremely OP in lower levels with that super chaining ability. But in higher trophies, she's really bad. So if they do something to her star powers and gadgets, lower trophy players won't be affected, but higher trophy players will start seeing more Shelly in competitive maps. So the final buff is going to come to Gale. So his freezing snow star power is gonna have an increase from 0.3 seconds slow to 0.5 seconds slow. So this is huge. They are going to be slowed for so long. If Gale hits all his shots, they're basically gonna be perma frozen, and then they're gonna be slowed again. So Gale's freezing snow star power is going to be so toxic now, and I definitely might see this becoming better than Blustery Blow. It's definitely a great change to Gale. I might see him rise up inside competitive play, because this may just act like a Crow slowing toxin gadget. So this might be crazy strong, but we'll have to see. Next up, we're having 2 different game mode interaction changes. So the first one is coming to Knockout. So I haven't actually read these yet, but first one's coming to Knockout. So now has advancing poison clouds similar to Showdown, and Tiebreaker has been removed. So this is really, really good because this is even more enhancing Poco Double Tank and nerfing to the ground Bow and Nani strategy. Because one, you can't just camp in the back of the map and do absolutely nothing. And two, you're going to want to have tankier brawlers to survive the poison. So definitely, I can definitely see where Supercell is going with these balance changes, trying to bring Poco Double Tank back and knocking down Bow and Nani Super Cheese Strat. So this next one is coming to Solo Showdown and Duo Showdown. So damage from poison is now calculated for each player from the moment they enter the poison instead of being applied to every brawler inside the poison at the same time. Okay, wait, let me just really quickly comprehend what they're trying to say here. Damage from poison is now calculated for each player from the moment they enter the poison, instead of being applied to every brawler inside the poison at the same time. Okay, I'm actually not so sure about that. We'll have to see. I don't think it's much of a change, though. So yeah, I'm just going to let that one pass. You could go into basically any YouTube channel and search for balance changes, and they will tell you that. And Coach Corey just posted some not listed ones. So when you respawn in any game mode, you will now respawn with no ammo. Oh, wow. Okay, that is very, very significant, because this nerfs Brawl Ball. Because basically, in Brawl Ball, when you respawn your full ammo, you try and unload everything you've got to try and stop them. Okay, yeah, maybe Supercell, try and revert this back, because I don't really like this change. Either way, the second one is gems now spawn in a fixed order around the mineshaft, so that's great. And lastly, supercharge rate for those four tanks is based on the damage that would have been done before any shielding. Charge rate for Jackie is the same with or without Hardy Hard Hat. And it takes roughly 13.5k damage to fully charge super. Thanks, Kairos, for figuring out this data. Okay, so this last one is basically what I just said. Basically, the more damage you take, the more your super charges. And Hardy Hard Hat doesn't affect how much damage they charge. And it takes 13.5 thousand damage to charge a super. That is actually not a lot of damage. If you really think about it, each tank has about 8,000 health. So after they heal up once, and then they could die, and then heal up again, and then come back in, and after a few hits, they'll have their super. So this is really, really, really nice for three brawlers. It's going to be Bull, Primo, and Frank. Jackie's super isn't that great, so I'm not going to be talking about that. But yeah, it's pretty, pretty nice. So I really, really love all of these balance changes. And it looks like we are running out of time today. So unfortunately, we are not able to get to the new gadgets that are being released. I might do that episode tomorrow or maybe next week. Depends on how much time I have. But yeah, this new meta really looks like a really nice Poco double tank meta where so many brawlers will be available, and Bone Nani Peep Strat is basically dead, and Knockout will start to become more popular. So again, I really, really love all of these balance changes. They're taking some top meta picks out of the meta and replacing them with some newer, spicier picks. So I love these balance changes. I hope you guys like them too. And I also hope that you liked today's episode. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Born to Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. Yeah, and remember, you're all Born to Brawl. Thank you so much, guys.